This is episode 61 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Ryan Wood's book, UFOs, Who Knows? When I have guests on my podcast, I read out their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. And if you enjoy this episode, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So Ryan's book is full of quotes from over 200 people. Some of them are astronauts, some of them are world leaders, some of them are military, some of them work in the government. So what I'm going to do is just read a few of these quotes to you, but there are over 200 of them in the book. And I'm going to start by reading from the astronauts, and this is Gordon Cooper. He said in 1975, "Most astronauts are reluctant to discuss UFOs. I did have occasion in 1951 to have 2 days of observations of many flights of them, of different sizes, flying in formation over Europe. I believe that these extraterrestrial vehicles and their crews are visiting this planet from other planets." He also said, "Several days in a row, we sighted groups of metallic saucer-shaped vehicles at great altitude over the base in Germany. We tried to get close to them, but they were able to change direction faster than our fighters. I do believe UFOs exist, and that the truly unexplained ones are from some other technically advanced civilization." So the next quote is from the astronaut Dr. Edgar Mitchell. He said, "Yes, there have been ET visitations. There have been crash craft. There have been materials and bodies recovered. And there is some group of people somewhere that may or may not be associated with the government at this point, but certainly were at one time, that have this knowledge. They've been attempting to conceal this knowledge or not permit it to be widely disseminated." So next I'm going to read from a scientist. This is Dr. Felix Y. Ziegel, and he said this in 1981. "We have seen these UFOs over the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. Craft of every possible shape, small, big, flattened, spherical. They can remain stationary in the atmosphere or shoot along doing 100,000 kilometers per hour. They are also able to affect our power resources, halting our electrical generating plants, our radio stations, and our engines, without, however, leaving any permanent damage. So refined a technology can only be the fruit of an intelligence that is indeed far superior to man." So next we hear from Dr. Paul Santorini, and this is what he said describing the 1947 UFO investigation. "We soon established that they were not missiles, but before we could do any more, the army, after conferring with foreign officials, ordered the investigation to be stopped. Foreign scientists flew to Greece for secret talks with me. A world blanket of secrecy surrounded the UFO question, because the authorities were unwilling to admit the existence of a force against which we had no possibility of defence." And now a quote from Dr. Michio Kaku. He said in an interview in 2023, "Now we have a former senior Pentagon official, David Grush, who says that there is evidence of not just the wreckage of UFOs, but an intact vessel and even bodies. I think that this is a good thing, because now perhaps the truth will come out. This is, I think, a milestone." And now quotes from military personnel. This is from Captain Robert Salas. "The security guard called and said, 'Sir, there's a great red object hovering right outside the front gate. I've got all the men out here with their weapons drawn.' We lost between 16 to 18 ICBMs, nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missiles, at the same time UFOs were in the area. A high-ranking Air Force officer said, 'Stop the investigation. Do no more on this and do not write a final report.' I heard that many of the guards that reported the incident were sent off to Vietnam." Next, we have a quote from Admiral Frank H. Schofield. This is from a sighting by the USS Supply off the eastern coast of Korea, as reported by then Lieutenant Frank H. Schofield, later to become Commander-in-Chief of the Pacific Fleet. This is from 1904. Three objects appeared beneath the clouds, their colour a rather bright red. As they approached the ship, they appeared to soar, passing above the broken clouds. After rising above the clouds, they appeared to be moving directly away from the Earth. The largest had an apparent area of about six suns. It was egg-shaped, the larger end forward. The second was about twice the size of the sun, and the third about the size of the sun. Their near approach to the surface appeared to be more remarkable. That they did come below the clouds and soar instead of continuing their southeasterly course is also curious. The lights were in sight for over 2 minutes and were carefully observed by three people who accounts agree as to the details. Next we have a quote from General Nathan Twining. This is a memorandum to the Commanding General of the US Army Forces, September 23, 1947. The phenomena, UFOs, reported is something real and not visionary or fictitious. There are objects probably approximating the shape of a disc of such appreciable size as to appear to be as large as a man-made aircraft. The reported operating characteristics, such as extreme rates of climb, maneuverability, particularly in roll, and action which must be considered evasive when sighted or contacted by friendly aircraft and radar, lend belief to the possibility that some of the objects are controlled either manually, automatically, or remotely. The apparent common description of the objects are as follows: metallic or light reflecting surface, circular or elliptical in shape, flat on bottom and domed on top. Several reports of well-kept formation flights varying from 3 to 9 objects, and no associated sound. Now on to quotes from world leaders. This is from Ronald Reagan. I was in a plane last week when I looked out the window and saw this bright light. It was zigzagging around. It was a bright white light. We followed it to Bakersfield, and suddenly, to our utter amazement, it went straight up into the heavens. When I got off the plane, I told Nancy about it. And now John F. Kennedy. This was told to Bill Holden, Air Force One loadmaster, on a flight to Germany in the summer of 1963. President Kennedy said, I'd like to tell the public about the alien situation, but my hands are tied. This is from Jared Moskowitz, and this was on the House Oversight Committee press conference in 2023. He said, as we started asking questions, the pushback we got is what interested me. Every time we pulled a thread and stumbled on something, it seemed that we would get stonewalled. I think the American people have a simple question. If none of this exists, if this is all false, then why at every turn are the people trying to stop the transparency and the disclosure? Why are they opposed to the disclosure? It's that point alone that piques the interest. When we ask questions about UFO crash retrievals, reverse engineering, and non-human biologics, rather than being provided information that would prove it false, they stonewall the information. So now I have a quote from John Lennon. This is what he said. I was standing by a window leading onto a roof when an oval-shaped object started flying from left to right. After about 20 minutes, it disappeared over the East River and behind the United Nations building. I wonder if it might have been carrying out some research here. I shouted at it. Lennon immediately called the police to report it and was told there had been other reports of flying saucers seen over New York that evening. He stated he was sober during his sighting. And here's the last quote. This is David Bowie. They came over so regularly we could time them. Sometimes they stood still, other times they moved so fast it was hard to keep a steady eye on them. So this week I was reading from Ryan Wood's book, UFOs, Who Knows? If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up to Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. And for $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. And if you want to try the extended episodes, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/alienufopodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.